August 4th, 2006, Soapbox episode. Special commentary about the Keith and the Girl interview on the Jay Thomas Show.
Podcast411.com. Listen different.
Hey folks, welcome to this special RSS feed only episode. And what we're doing in today's show is I'm doing some commentary on an interview that was recently played on the August 2nd episode of Keith and the Girl, where they were interviewed by Jay Thomas of Sirius Satellite. It's really interesting, and you get a lot of insight whenever big media meets podcasting. And when a podcaster is interviewed by a big media personality, you really, really get to see an insight into their thought process about podcasting by their comments and how they react to certain things and their general lack of knowledge about podcasting. We're going to go ahead here and play this just to give you some ideas of what I did here. I'm going to break in and give commentary while the interview is playing. I edited down the interview quite a bit. I took out all the stuff that was just about Keith and the Girl and cut it down to just parts where it's relevant to podcasting. It is in the same chronological order that it was displayed in, but again, it's edited down quite a bit. As always, if you have any feedback about this episode, either give us a call at 206-666-4357, or you can send the audio feedback by email to podcast411@gmail.com, or finally, you can go to podcast411.com and click on the My Chingo button. Okay, let's start this thing.
Every now and again, it happens, I would say maybe once every couple of months, a listener will go to www.jthomasshow.com and recommend either a book or a subject or a guest or whatever. And our first guest coming up in 30 minutes, and these are people.
These are people? Wonder what he meant by that.
I bring them on because of my little curiosity also. They just sit down at a computer and they hook up a microphone and they start a podcast. And some amount of people, I guess, listen to them.
I guess listen to them? It's like it's against his nature to believe that people would listen to anything other than pre-produced, pre-packaged, big media crap. I'm sorry.
And you don't know whether it's two or none or 50. I don't know. And they just sit in a room. And so I did a little research on Keith and the Girl.
It might have helped just a wee bit if you also did a little bit of research on podcasting.
And I guess they live in New York. And, of course, he's a stand-up comic and she's the girlfriend. And so we'll bring them in and we'll find out what it takes. Now, I've been doing this a long time. And I wouldn't have the conceit to think that I could hook it up on a computer. It's the Jay Thomas Show coming up. Keith and the Girl, they have some little radio show on an iPod someplace in outer space.
Some little show. More to come on this.
And we'll talk to them next on Sirius Stars 102. You can also go to MySpace/JayThomasFans.com.
So I decided to go over to Jay Thomas's MySpace page, and he has 259 friends. Compare that to that little radio show, Keith and the Girl, which has 2,128 friends, over eight times as many friends as Jay Thomas.
Or go to www.HallOfFameMagazine.com, where I am I'm a big deal.
Well, at least 259 people think that.
Where I am a writer or something or other or whatever. And now, here's how this works. We shot up these gigantic satellites and spent, you know, billions of dollars, and then they put together this professional broadcast staff, and we come and we broadcast, and we know already from, you know, years of experience that we are fantastic. And so we come on the air and we expect that we are fantastic. Every now and again, upstarts,
in this case upstarts being us podcasters. Now I'm going to assume this whole tirade he just was on is all tongue-in-cheek.
People that have no business whatsoever thinking themselves good, plug in to what, the iPod, and they start broadcasting, and I'll be damned if it doesn't sound just like radio.
Huh? Did he just say what I thought he said? I need to replay that.
And I'll be damned if it doesn't sound just like radio. And I'll be damned if it doesn't sound just like radio. Keith, Malley, and is it Hemda?
Hemda, but Hemda will do just fine.
And it's Keith and the girl. And one of our listeners, a Julene from Portland, Oregon, said you ought to have them on the air. They live in the city, and they're on a podcast. Keith, I know you're a stand-up. And Hemda, you're the girlfriend, right?
Yes. That's what I do.
And I listen, and you both sound, you know, good. I think you should work a little bit long, a little more show prep.
Yeah, like if, say, you were to have a podcaster on your show, maybe you should find out what podcasting actually is and how it works.
But if I was producing the show, I'd have you have a little more show prep. But that's who I am. You know?
Right.
We'll take that.
How many hours a day are you on the air?
Most of the time, 1 hour every day.
And what, is it a specific hour?
No. Last night we did it at 3 a.m.
Oh, we lived the life, my friend. I'll show up, you know, I'll do it from my studio, and everybody has to call in and work at different studios. I'm Jay Thomas. We do it whenever we want to. That's why you're so upset. You had to earn to do it wherever you want. We're doing it from our house.
What really pissed me off is it sounded just like this. The quality of microphone and everything.
I have to replay this, but this is one of those aha moments where I think in his mind he's going, oh no, oh no.
What really pissed me off is it sounded just like this. The quality of microphone and everything. I mean, and I have a little shitty machine. And so I said, oh, what's this going to sound like? But you just sounded like, you know, radio announcers.
Okay, now this part is where me as a numbers guy gets really interested, and it's also really interesting to see how little they understand about what their actual audience is per show.
Because
now, we
like
know we have 4.5 million subscribers.
Okay, you win. Mr. Holland's Opus over here. You win, sir.
No, I wasn't going to brag. I was going to say, even though we have 4.5 million subscribers, I really don't know how many people listen. We can, you know, I like to guess it's at least 1 million, of course, and because 1 million's what everybody wants. But we don't know. It could be 300,000 or, you know, 250 or maybe.
Okay, this is where I've got to do a little number crunching. 4.5 million numbers of subscribers to Sirius is a number I agree with. I've read that elsewhere. Of that 4.5 million, though, probably 2.5 million, to be generous, just subscribe to Sirius for Howard Stern. So that leaves 2 million, best case scenario, to listen to all the other stations. There's 130 stations minus the two Howard Stern stations. That brings you down to 128 stations for 2 million people to be split out amongst. So if you divide 2 million by 128, you get 15,625 listeners per station. But most people don't listen all day long. Matter of fact, most people just listen during that hour commute into work. And if you look at that hour commute into work throughout the U.S., it starts at 6 a.m. on the East Coast, ends at 9 a.m. on the West Coast. So that's a 6-hour period, 6 a.m. EST to 9 a.m. PST. Let's say 1 out of that 6 hours. So take that 15,625 and divide it by 6, and you get 2,600 listeners on average are listening to any station at any given time. That's not 250,000. That's not 1 million. It's a far lower number than what they want you to believe. So folks, as podcasters, if you have 2,000 listeners to your podcast, you have the same amount of listeners as an average station on Sirius Satellite during their prime time drive hours. And if you go to hours outside of their prime time drive hours, that number is going to plummet drastically. Okay, sorry for the long math geek break. Back to the interview.
But you guys, when you start talking, it could be just you two talking. Well, you both have really good voices.
Oh, thanks.
So that's one reason why I want to join. You sounded professional. And I didn't know how you knew how many people listen, but you get a bunch of, I guess, hits and people, you know, email you and all that stuff, right?
Yeah.
Well, I tell you what, I'm gonna tell you why I really had you on in a second. Go ahead, Scott. Go ahead.
Well, I just wonder because Dawn and Drew are right on the Stars 102 at 8 o'clock every night.
Mm-hmm.
Did you guys ever have any offers to move up into that world?
That's what I was going to say. That's what I would. Thank you, Scott. I was going to say that I listened to you, and now I'm listening to you now. And there is really no place where young broadcasters can have freedom, you know, because of the FCC and all that, which I started, you know, as a wild child disc jockey and radio, and Howard Stern started that. All of us did. But there really is no training ground that any broadcaster will let you just go free anymore. So do you like broadcasting?
We love it.
Well, if I were you, and I mean, you know, I'm partial to Sirius, but if I were you, I would attempt to get a show on, you know, one of the satellite outlets because, you know, you've taught yourselves how to be broadcasters, except you need, you know, you could you know, your jokes could be better. But other than that, a little show prep and all. But there is no place to train talent. It's amazing in regular radio. And that's why guys like me have left it, you know. There's no way.
You know, this whole piece that he was just talking about, it was really great to hear him realizing, at least I think he was realizing, that podcasting is this great new breeding ground of talent where people can hone their skills, create their personalities, create a show, and maybe get picked up by someone who's willing to pay them a full-time salary for that gig. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with going on Sirius Satellite, but to think that you're going to go on Sirius Satellite because you're going to have a larger audience, that is actually a misnomer. Keith and the Girl already has a much larger, many times larger audience than the average show on Sirius. You know, 25 times larger than the average show on Sirius.
Thanks a lot for being on, and good luck. And maybe one day, you know, you'll be big enough to be on the on Sirius Satellite.
It's an honor. Thanks, guys. Thanks.
All right, buddy. Thank you. It is the Jay Thomas Show. What, Rodney? What is it, Rodney? What did you say, Rodney? Did you say
that was nothing. Keith? You were saying peace.
Oh well, he spit.
Keith, say it again.
You know,
thanks. It's an honor. Peace.
You know what? A little more microphone technique would help you also.
I'm not used to these cheap mics.
Right. It's the Jay Thomas Show, and it's Sirius Stars 102.
Now, I didn't really mean for this whole thing to be a pick on Jay Thomas episode. It really is not. I mean, Jay Thomas is just typical of what you're going to get with most people in the big media side, whether it be traditional radio or Sirius or XM. The reality is the folks at Sirius and XM are no more clued in or tuned in to podcasting than are the people at Infinity or Cox Communications. I mean, that was pretty obvious in the interview I did back with Sirius earlier in the year. And here isn't just another example of that. Again, it's not about Jay Thomas. It's really about big media in general and their impressions of podcasting. This interview just happened to summarize all of those views in a really short period of time. Well, let me know what you thought about this special soapbox episode. Sorry to get up there, but I thought this was a good one to get some insight to podcasters so you understand what you're going to be faced with if you get yourself in a situation where you're going to be interviewed on the radio. It gives you some nice understanding of what you need to let them know going into the interview so that you can make them sound a little bit smarter so they don't sound like Jay sounded in this interview, which was completely clueless to podcasting and what it is. And really, I thought overall tone was belittling it, the audience of podcasting. I think he was surprised to find out how good quality sounds some podcasters are and that we can sound just as good as radio. But I think still at the end of the day, he came out of this thinking that the size of audience is so much smaller than what he has at Sirius, where I really think it's the other way around. I think most podcasters have a much larger potential audience than Sirius would ever have. If there's already 9 million people listening to podcasts, then that's twice the number of people that are subscribed at Sirius. Oh, and before you try to throw the number at me and say, but Rob, there's 50,000 podcasters and you have to divide those 9 million by 50,000. Remember this. An average podcast comes out once a week is 20 minutes. If you were to take those channels and break it down into 20-minute segments, those 128 channels work out to 64,512 20-minute segments in a week. So it's really apples to apples. It's pretty much the same amount of 20-minute segments on Sirius Satellite that are available as there are 20-minute podcasts out there. As always, if you want to leave me feedback, 206-666-4357. That's 206-MOM-HELP. Or you can send email to podcast411@gmail.com or go to podcast411.com and click on the My Chingo button. I'd like to thank Keith and Hemda for letting me use the audio off of their August 2nd show. If you haven't checked out Keith and the Girl, what are you waiting for? Go over to keithandthegirl.com. That's going to do it for us on this special episode. Hope you enjoyed it. As always, this is your host, Rob, from Podcast 411, reminding you to listen different.